Welcome to Shine.fm's A Closer Look podcast, going a little deeper into the hearts and lives of the artists you hear on Shine.fm.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's been a long time since we've heard from Big Daddy Weave.
Yeah, you know, we've been out living it. It's good.
Good. Because I was looking even today at what was the last Big Daddy Weave single, and it was All Things New. So what have you been up to all this time? The past, I don't know how many months, but what have you guys in the band been up to?
You know, at the beginning of 2022, man, my little brother passed away, who was the bass player and kind of the hub in the middle of the wheel of Big Daddy Weave. Mm-hmm. This last season has just been walking through that place of grief. You know, it's really, there's just a strange season in the world. You know, we all kind of went through the blip or whatever of pandemic and all of that, and all of the weirdness that brought and uncertainty and all of that stuff. And then out of that into this season for us has just been kind of like one thing after another. Mm-hmm. But man, God is just so faithful to walk with us through it. And that's it though. It's through it. You know, there's no getting around it, but the process of grief has shown us another side of the Lord, man, and his nearness. And we've just been trying to write songs from a really honest place in that, and seeing that connect with other people who are going through stuff like what we're going through and have been through, you know? And so it's good. I feel a new season for us now that it almost feels like we can breathe again after a long season. Yeah. And so I'm excited about the future. We've just enjoyed an amazing spring tour. Man, out on the road, just seeing the Lord just move every night. A couple younger artists out with us, The Young Escape, man, we just love them. And Hannah Kerr has been out with us too, and her husband, Jason. And man, together, these young folks have just been so open to the Lord, man. And just seeing us all come together and seeing God move in these rooms every night has just been, that's been one of the most encouraging things in a long, long time for me. And so I thank the Lord. It feels like a new day. It feels like a new season in our life, you know?
That's awesome. That's so cool. I don't remember where I heard this or if I saw it somewhere, but I just thought it was so cool. One thing that has stood out to me about your brother was that I heard he prayed over every seat before every show.
Every night. That's exactly right. He was an amazing man. I mean, he truly was. And even to this day, because of the memory of him and in that way, man, one of my favorite times in the afternoon is 4:30 in the afternoon. We have a standing date. And so the other artists that are on tour, we have some interns out as well. Man, the other band guys, we all are in this room together, just kind of walking through, laying hands on every seat and just asking Jesus to move in the life of the person that's going to sit in that seat. And then we see him do it. That is, you know, in those moments when we are very aware of the presence of God, we know that he's always here. I mean, I get that. He doesn't leave one place to go to another. He's everywhere. That's omnipresent. That's beautiful. He's that big. But there's something about a room full of people or a group full of people, you know, even before anybody gets there, that just say, God, we want you. Yeah. We want you to come. We want you to do your thing in this room. And then to see him do it, that'll fix a lot of heartache right there, I'm telling you. And so it's been a refreshing time in the Lord like that. And even carrying the legacy that Jay has, you know, we feel like that's him living on in so many ways, stuff that we learned from him, you know.
That's so cool. For someone who hasn't walked through loss like you have, I've read you've also lost your mom and your dad, now your brother. For someone who hasn't walked through loss like you have, how would you encourage them to say, or to come alongside someone who is walking through loss? Because, you know, it can be, what do I say? What do I do? Do I help? What would you say?
It's awkward on every side. Do you know what I mean? And the correct thing, I think, most often is not to say anything. It's to just really show up and just be there. I heard Rick Warren talk about that. You know, his family had faced the tragedy, and he said that the ones that really truly ministered to him most, they literally would they're like sleeping on couches in his house. They're just being there and they're just seeing needs and then meeting those needs without having a lot to say. You know, sometimes I really feel like as church people, we all, that one thing that pops into your mind, oh, don't forget this very obvious spiritual thing that I need to say to you right now. And it just really, it can feel like, salt in an open wound kind of thing, you know, and it really doesn't help. It turns into something very opposite. But to just be there and to literally just say, I can't even put into words how sorry I am. And I don't know how to fix it, but I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm here and I love you. I'm here. That's the greatest ministry to us over this last season, is people who they're still there after this many months, not with a clever thing to say, but literally just ministering it by their presence and seeing the needs that need to be taken care of and just doing it.
Yeah.
We need actions more than words at that point.
Yeah. I like that. For you personally, has there been, along with people who have come alongside you and your family, is there a verse, is there a song that you've really just held on to during this season of your life?
I just long for times in like God's manifest presence. You know, when it shifts in the room. It's the atmosphere in the room that shifts when you just feel the nearness of God. And it's not, again, it's not all about feelings, but it's like, man, that has ministered to me more than anything, is recognizing when Jesus made the promise to us, he said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. Right. I'm telling you, we've encountered that, not just in a token way, but in a very real, the ugliest of days. And then God's presence can change everything. And I think that's for us, that we just want to value that more in our lives. We want to pursue him in a greater way in our lives, that we would be just carriers of his presence, you know, so that when people would be encountering us, man, they'd be encountering Jesus, you know, because we just are wanting to live in such a way that we carry his presence.
So you said Jesus changes everything, which is almost the title of your new song.
Yes, yes.
Heaven, it changes everything. Tell me about that.
Oh, man. So the beginning of the process of grief, just weeks after my brother had passed, and that was an all-time low for me. And I got to go visit with some great friends, Matthew West, who everybody knows, cause he's like, gosh, he's like the mayor of Christian music or something. I don't know. And then, Jeff Pardo is another longtime amazing friend, songwriter, buddy, all of that. And sitting in a room with them and them not saying it, them letting me fall apart, and them literally sitting with like notepads. And Matthew West, man, after I just shared for way too long, but they were so patient.
Yeah.
I mean, he turns around like his phone and he's been typing in, he's got like 9 song titles, and he goes, man, this is a whole journey. He said, this is not just a song today. This is a journey, you know, and that's really what it was. And so, and in talking about it, the song was born out of the place of realizing that we grieve, but we don't grieve like those without hope. And just thinking about other people who've been through unthinkable things and going like, how do people even go through these kind of things without the hope of heaven, without the hope of Jesus? And heaven seems like it's this far off place, but what Jesus says is this. Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven's within you. He says the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, the kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And just realizing that our hope for the place, heaven, it not only affects when we get there, but it affects today and the way that we walk through grief and the way that we hope in the face of unthinkable things, man, you know? And so the song was just kind of born from that place. And it kind of is becoming an anthem in our shows for so many of us who have been grieving. Thank you, Jesus. Heaven changes everything, you know, that thing.
Yeah, so. That's so good. Because I love in the song how you address not only the grieving of like losing a family member, but also just the brokenness that we as people just feel, I want to see this redeemed in my life. But also, I love the line, I know that I know. Because the way I interpret it, and I don't know how you wrote it or if this is what you feel too, but it's like, you know, the truths of God, but it's hard to really know it like in your heart.
Yes. You know, it's more than just hearsay when you go through it and you encounter hope and it doesn't make any sense to our rational minds, man. That's something different. That's the presence of God. That's him. And so for me, it's that deep knowing. It's more than like something you can articulate even. You just at the very core of who you are, believe and hold on to that kind of hope. And that's born of heaven. And it's the thing that'll walk us all the way home to heaven, you know?
Yeah, that's so good. I'm so excited for our listeners to hear it. Now, is there a song that's not yours? I mean, I'm sure you get questions all the time that are like the same from people at concerts, but I went to a concert and this listener, she had said this question. I thought it was so cool. She's like, what is the song that you would share with someone who, like, you're introducing them to the Lord, but you're going to share with them this song? Like, what would that be?
Gosh, that's an awesome question. I don't know, but my go-to songs have all been just, man, something in worship, really. Something that takes me out of this thing and takes me and reminds me there's something greater ahead, you know. Lots of stuff by Brandon Lake, probably, you know what I mean? It's like, it seems like when we pray over the room every afternoon, like there's tons of things in there that are just, is that Brandon Lake again? That's Brandon. Dang. He has like all of the, like, you know, like fight songs, the ones that pull me up out of the valley or whatever. And so it's something like that, probably. That was not a very specific answer, was it? But it was like,
well, yeah. That's good.
That's awesome.
Then the listener's follow-up question was, what's the song you sing in the shower?
Dude, the song I sing in the shower, man, that's amazing. That's amazing. So whatever my kids have been listening to, you know what I mean? It's like, so, I mean, dude, you don't even want to go. I mean, dude, it could turn into Baby Shark if you've been there. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't want that. It's like, nobody wants that in their shower, but it's like, it happens. I'm just this confessional right now. It's like, it could be awful, awful things. You know what I mean? It's like,
how old are your kids?
Oh man, so Baby Shark's not really that great of an example. Okay. So it's like, yeah, my son's 15 listening to Baby Shark. No, it's like 15. So my son Eli is 15. My son Zeke is 14. And my little girl Naomi just turned 11. And I'm trying to think of what they actually would be listening to, but it's like it was something on YouTube, you know, something off of Dude Perfect or something like that. You know, they have these like power anthem, like sports songs or whatever on there. You know, it's funny.
That's awesome. Your little bit of encouragement, if you could give one sentence to someone who is walking through what you have walked through and are still walking through, what would you say?
Yeah, it's not over. It's not over. Better days ahead.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's, you know, the anthem of the enemy is whatever the lowest point is, obviously this is the end, right? And the anthem of heaven is redemption. It's not the end. There's always a greater end. There's always greater things to come with the kingdom, you know. That's who Jesus is. He's hope, you know. Yeah.
That's so good. Well, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to A Closer Look. For more content like this, subscribe to the Shine.fm podcast channel from Olivet Nazarene University.